Online Podcast 187.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Online Podcast. Hello, how are you? It's Monday, and I am going to be doing a stereo recording again today, not in the studio. Don't have the needs really, plus I can multitask. I am actually in the living room. I'm going to play a little bit of music. That was a little container that I... Okay, I have a little soft music. This is, I'm going to tell you what it is. I enjoy subscribing to... what is this? Ambient Electronica. Or Ambient Electronic. It's a podcast, so if you search for Ambient Electronic, you will be able to find it also. And I'm playing it at home while I work on stuff in the kitchen, so I have a little bit of music with me. Love this podcast, ambient music, and they introduce really good ambient music to you. And I'm walking into the kitchen. Girl, why are you on the table? Pretty Tash, why are you on the table? You're so cute, girl. Cannot be on the table, what? Of course, the boy is asking for food. We're making chili tonight, and I'm prepping a few things here. Oh, it'll be noisy because I need to unload the dishwasher and then load the dishwasher and then do some dishes. But while I'm in the kitchen, I'm gonna tell you something that happened to me this past weekend. I came back from shopping with my parents, and we bought a bunch of stuff, some grocery, and we came home and we were, you know, putting stuff away. And I opened up the freezer, adjusting a few things, took this out, took that out, and before I knew it, oh, no, I can't, oh, shit, I cannot, I've ruined my own story, but, okay, let's go back to, ignore what I just said. I just ruined my own good story. This weekend, I was attacked by, you already know it, I already ruined it, crap, but never mind. I was attacked by a chicken. And you are not going to believe how that happened. Well, you maybe do now. So, I was attacked by a chicken. Not just any ordinary chicken, but a dead part of a chicken. Frozen chicken, to be more specific. I was attacked by a frozen chicken. And it's really, really bad. I don't know if I want to take a picture of that, because it's kind of gross. So, I came home from shopping, continuing the other story, which I've ruined. I came back and put all the grocery away, and I have this, you know, few frozen things I need to put in the freezer. So, I opened up the freezer, and while I was adjusting stuff, a piece of frozen chicken fell off the freezer, landed on my left toe. And so, it hurts like a freaking bitch. It hurts so bad, and it felt like, I'm putting plastic bags away, not static, plastic bags. It felt like I was, you know, being pounded with a piece of hammer or something. It hurt like a bitch. It was really, really painful. And so, it was throbbing the whole night, not in a good way. So I'm paranoid now. I'm actually in the freezer right now. I'm taking the ice out from the freezer. And I'm paranoid now. I'm checking on things, making sure that nothing slides off and hit my toes. So I was attacked by a chicken! I was attacked by a dead chicken! How pathetic was that? I was telling Steve, partially telling him what was going on, and I said, should I tell you or should I just have you wait for this podcast? Of course I ruined it anyway. So I was telling him, I can give you a hint. The hint is chicken. So that was my chicken story. I'm gonna drink. So hang on. What? So I used to do this kind of recording a whole lot. When I, you know, would not have time to do studio recording, I would actually do a recording like that. While I'm working at home, I would turn on the recorder and put dishes away and do laundry, that kind of stuff. And Archer was commenting on that. You guys heard that on the last show. I want to know how people really like the Raw show. And it really is a way for me to put material up on the web without doing much work. So I call it Raw. And this is not a Raw show. This is a regular Monday show. You're not going to get the Raw show every single week because I'm supposed to be saving time for my baby. So whenever I have the mood to do such a show, I will. So we're going to be making chili. And what's in that pan? Something's poking me. I got this new pair of shorts. What's poking me? Oh, it's the little tie thing. You know, that string that you tie. By the way, I'm doing fine with my weight. I haven't really binged much. Just a tiny bit. And I still don't have time to go workout, but I will though. This week, hopefully, I'll be able to do more of those. Last week, I pretty much worked every single day, meaning every single day of the week and every single night of the week. I'm putting stuff away, and my breathing might be too gross for some of you. Oh, why is this here? Oh. So what's going on? You know, I don't know what's going on. I really enjoy my parents being here. And for those of you who haven't yet seen the music video, the video podcast that I put out the other day, a piece of short video clip that my brother did. One bad thing about me doing this sort of podcast is that I get distracted and then I really, really make no sense. I cannot multitask very well in this sense when I'm, you know, like right now, and I'm putting stuff away and I'm thinking and I'm speaking. Where does this go? This should be a Raw show, but you know, never mind. I don't have time to really sit down and do a recording today. And I may not be able to do that tomorrow also, so you're gonna have to have this. Oh, I want to say thank you to a listener who emailed me, and you know who you are. You wrote me a very, very nice and interesting story about your whole your experience. I'm taking it as something personal, so I'm not sharing it with all of you yet, but I've also emailed him, and if you're listening to this, you know who you are. You just recently emailed me last week and told me some nice stories. It's not necessarily always nice, but interesting personal stories. If you want to share that with our listeners, please let me know. I would love to talk to you. And because of that email, also, I gotten back in touch with Kay. For those of you listeners who have been listening for a while, you know who Kay was. I'm going to take another sip of water. Ooh, the music gets getting funky. I'm going to turn that down a little bit. A little bit, yeah? I'm going to turn the music down a little bit. Space music. So you get all different kinds of space music. Really, really nice podcast. I'll put a link on the website too as to where to go subscribe to it. Baby girl. You're so pretty. Pretty girl. So young. So we have Bruce made really, really kick-ass this. What is it? Oh. Did I put the wrong thing into the freezer? Shit. I'm supposed to put the ground pork. Shit. I'm supposed to put the ground pork in the freezer. I put the ground beef. Okay, it's not completely frozen at least. And so I bought stuff for him to make chili tonight. And of course I haven't... I'm supposed to be... Gosh, I cannot speak. I'm supposed to be... supposed to be multitasking, but I'm not. But I thought I was gonna start cooking a little early, but I'm not sure if I'm gonna get to that. Oh shit. I hope this recording works. Sometimes when the iRiver touches my body and I'm so electrifying that it actually creates a buzz. And I don't know whether that happened or not while you were listening. I'm rinsing off some dishes now to put in the dishwasher. I really admire Madge, who's now dead or about to die. And those of you who do not know, Richard Bluestein, the character behind Madge Weinstein, is now out doing a show as Richard Bluestein, now no longer Madge. I'm anxious to hear what the motivation was. My dishwasher is a little wacky. And I would like to hear what the reason was coming out of the Madge skin. And so I'd like to hear that, hear about it. So I don't really do this very well. I guess 10,000 times already. I feel very self-conscious about this because I suck and I don't do it very well. Okay. I'm gonna use this. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna turn on the dishwasher now. So I don't really have much to say today because I sometimes need the sitting down in the studio and actually think about things that, or really say things that I want to say. But today's not the day. I'm cleaning and so I get distracted, but at least you get to hear me getting distracted. In stereo, mind you. In stereo. Okay, I need to turn on the garbage disposal. Okay. Threw some crap down the drain. Okay, let me wipe my hand so I don't get electrocuted. If I get electrocuted, this will be my last word. And may peace, love, and harmony be on earth. Okay, I'm still alive. Okay, I'm cleaning up a bit in the kitchen. Oh, I need to wash this thing. I need to wash this. Boy! Boy, play with your old mouse. Don't play with the candy. Where's your mouse? Do you want the mouse? Or do you want this? You doing the ball? Little turd, you. Take another sip of water. Okay. Washing the pot. Oh, so my parents are here now, staying with us, Liz and I, and I really enjoyed their stay here, and I hope they are too. And of course, I get to eat my mom's cooking, very simple home cooking, and this is so horrible. They get to do, my parents, that is. My dad gets to do the yard work, which he loves. My mom gets to do the stuff that she, I don't know whether she loves or not, but my dad really does like working outside in the yard. So he's been cleaning up our yard really, really, really nicely, trimming all the shrub and putting compost from our compost heap onto the trees. Really, really nicely done. He's enjoying it, and he's enjoying all the tools that we have. So it was all good. And my mom too, she's been cleaning up my closet with my dad. She does all my laundry. I probably have, I don't know. I was listening to Richard Bluestein on Yeast Radio talking about how many loads of laundry he has. And when I think of myself, like, I pretty much, you know, have about... Stop it. China's the chase girl, the Tush. So, I pretty much have about the same amount of laundry, too. I have probably... My parents have probably done, I would say, 6 or 7 loads of laundry. And there's still some that haven't been washed yet. And they clean up my closet, they put, you know, they reorganized everything. Everything was nice and tidy. So it was very nice to have them here. Besides that, I get to also see them. But of course, for the last few weeks since we came back from the vacation, I really haven't had much time in the evening to spend with them because I pretty much spend the whole time working. Which sucks because, you know, they are here from so far. Stop it! What? And, they're here from so far and I don't get to spend much time with them, which sucks. But I've already talked to the managers and I think they are making arrangements! Stop it, boy! This is what happens. Stop. Naughty. Naughty. Okay, that was my headmaster's voice. Naughty, you little boy. So they get to be here, and I get to eat all the light cooking that my mom does. You know, she likes. I like to also eat porridge. You just plain. What is it? Plain porridge, rice porridge with sometimes some Chinese pickled vegetables and stuff like that. The stuff that I may choose not to tell you because you may think it's gross. It's nothing like monkey brains or anything like that, but it's just like pickled vegetables and there's this fermented... Chef Mark may like this. There's this thing we call... what do we call it? Daoju. And Hokkien is called Daoju. It's a kind... It's bean curd, pretty much fermented. So... It's kind of gross to some of you, I'm sure. Let me see. I have it here and I have it in front of me. We have pickled lettuce in sauce. Very nice. I grew up with that. I love that. And there's also this bean curd thing that I love. It smells so good. Preserved hot bean curd. So at least it's called preserved and not fermented. It probably was fermented. And, delicious. It's from Sichuan. Sichuan is a Chinese province, I believe. If you don't know, if you want to know more about Sichuan, please go over to cdp.potshow.com. There's a link. He has another website that has like a crazy long ass link that I don't remember. so I can't tell you. But you can go to cdp.podshare.com, and there's another link to refer you over to his main website, where you can actually find out more about Sichuan from that bitch himself, Cliffy, which I really enjoyed. I met him, and I really, really enjoyed meeting him. And see if I need to cut this stew meat, cut it down a little bit or not. Oh, and by the way, you need to go over to CDP anyway, because Cliffy took quite a few photographs from our meetup. You know, we met in Seattle and we went out for a dinner, power dinner, as the bitch calls it. So you get to, you have to go over there and check out me eating in action live. So you have to go check that out over at cdp.podshow.com. And so that's that. So go over there and check it out. This is so unstructured. It's kind of different, which I, you know, I don't really care. So unless you don't complain too much, I'll be fine. Oh, I guess stew, the stew meat means they all cut up. This one looks like they're all cut up into smaller chunks. I'm just, you know, cutting it further down to... Oh, Jesus Christ! Our dishwasher is crap already. I may have to call the service people to come take a look at it. Okay, I'm gonna have to call them. Dishwasher door fell off. Well, it didn't fall off. I think the spring or something came off. And now it won't stay up. It will fall if you don't shut the door. So I'm cutting the meat right now. And this is the tip that if you make chili, if you make it the conventional way, which is just regular ground meat, ground beef, you might want to try adding stew meat, chunks of that, into your chili, because it really, really adds a whole lot to it. You know, it gives you a little bite. I don't know if this is too big or not, though. I may have to cut this down smaller. But what I'm doing is I'm cutting the stew meat down a tiny bit more so that it's manageable bite size and not too big a chunk. And why does this turn into a cooking show? Oh, anyway, I wonder if Chef Mark would like that. Don't you believe so, though, Chef Mark, that if you're making chili, sometimes adding additional pieces of meat in there, it makes it a little bit more interesting and exciting when you bite into it. It's not just all plain ground beef. So I'm cutting that down, and in fact, I actually am going to brown it before I put the beef in there, the ground beef. In fact, I like making chili that is very, very meaty, like me, plump, you know, like plump. Chili. This is probably, I don't know if Archer eats chili or not, but you know, this is a very meaty dish, and I believe he likes meat. So what I'll do is I would flour some of this meat and then brown it, then dish them all back up on and put it into a bowl and brown some more, or you know, the meat, if you can fit that in. When you want to brown, you don't want to crowd the pan, because otherwise it turned into steaming, and you don't want that. You want the actual browning action to happen. So I'm cutting up the meat right now. Maybe I should pause because this is getting boring if I'm just cutting meat. If it hasn't yet already been boring for you. So I don't talk as much because I am multitasking. So Archer celebrated his 300th show. By the time you listen to this, is probably having 302 out. And I sent him a little something after the show. If you want to check that out, you can go to Archer. And I'm not sure which show he's going to use it, but he usually does play stuff that I sent him, unlike Madge, who's now that dead. And unlike Richard, Madge is horrible. And Richard's wonderful. Oh! Richard would be the Madge's real person behind Madge. I'm in my kitchen, so if you hear that little whining sound in the background on the left, that's my refrigerator. Older style refrigerator, or not old, but you know, not new kinds where you have the freezer down on the bottom, which means I could have avoided the accident, frozen chicken attack. But if you want me to take a picture, if you're like me, I want to see wound, and pretty much I'm looking at it right now. My toe, one third of my toe is black. It used to be green. It was brown, then it was green, and now it's black. So if you are one of those people who like to see open wound and like me, it's not open wound, so it's not that gross, but it still is my toe. And so if you're into that sort of thing, let me know. I will post the picture in the comments area. I'm not going to post it on the show, though, I don't think. What I'm doing now is I am going to put a little bit of flour on my meat. Here's my flour. All-purpose flour. A bit of flour on the meat, and then I want to brown the meat. I'm doing a cooking show now all of a sudden. Didn't start off that way, but you never know what you're gonna get on online, right? Why do I put flour? You know, I don't really know. Does it help browning? I'm not sure. I just do, not to every single meat, but when I'm doing, well, you know, it thickens up too. It helps thicken up the chili also. So I'm just dusting some flour, I was gonna say powder, flour on the beef. Raw beef. Rub it! Come on, boy. I mean, girly. Bruce should be calling any time now because he should be getting off work at 6 o'clock. And I'm just dusting some of those flour on the meat. And it sort of soaks up the liquid of the meat also. So it's drier, and therefore it browns better that way. I don't really know, Mark. Why do I have flour? Maybe it's just me being crazy. But, I flour the meat so it dries up, but there's no extra liquid there. Now, okay, and I will be washing my hands. And I love cooking, and several listeners of mine also enjoy cooking. I know this boy Elroy, Adam, I remember now finally, I'm so bad. Adam enjoys cooking as well, and he enjoys food. Oh my gosh, it's almost 30 minutes of me doing crap. So I'm turning up the pan up high, and I'm turning on the fan high also. Maybe I should end this. Maybe I will cook, and then I will just, you know, fade away. Because this fan is probably going to be too noisy for all of you. I'm going to be browning the meat. And that might be noisy. Where's the splash guard thing? They have this thing. Yeah, here it is. It's like a, what is it called? Splatter guard that I put on top of my pan when I'm doing browning. And I'm putting some oil in there. You need oil to brown. And also it creates a very good base for... Oh, somebody's back. Bruce is back. I think. Oh, maybe I'm just imagining things. I thought that Bruce was back. I thought I heard the door, but never mind. And it creates a very nutty browniness on the bottom of the pan. So now the oil is hot. And with a pair of tongs, I'm going to put in the meat on rather high heat, and I'm not too concerned or worried about it being brown because that's the goal. Ooh, you get to hear the sizzle. Oh, it smells so good. I can fit quite a bit in there, but you don't want to crowd them too. You do want it to be able to really brown. Oh my lord, it smells good. I'm a meat person, you know, I'm not vegetarian at all. And you don't want to move it right when the meat hits the bottom of the pan. You want to wait for it to sort of set and cook a little. Then you can move them around or turn it over. Now that meat is nicely brown. Oh, it smells so good. I can just eat it like that. Plus, it's not salted yet. I'm actually going to be salting it also. Layering of flavor is very crucial, I think. Pepper and salt. And so you have one layer of the meat that's not bland, that has flavor. Where's my wooden spoon here? Okay. And then I'm, you know, once it's in there for a bit, I will scrape it to get it loosened. Oh my god, this is good. I know people are saying, taking pictures. No. I'm not taking pictures, I'm cooking. I need a photographer just for that. And so, browning. Really nice looking browning meat now. And I will continue to do this until I finish browning all the meat. Sometimes I also add a dash of Worcestershire. It gives another layer of flavor to it too. Worcestershire sauce. So I guess that's probably it. Thank you for listening. I'm gonna turn the fan off while I finish up the show while you hear the sizzle. Thank you so much for listening. And if you want my toe picture, let me know. I'll send you. Or I'll put it on the comments area. And I will talk to you next week. And maybe sometime in the future you have another raw episode. And I'm gonna go back to my cooking because I'm gonna burn this if I don't stop yakking. Bye y'all, I'll talk to you later, and don't forget to smile ladies. Ta-ta.